Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations. Hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. Post-Valentine's, a lot of people calling about different things. One is a fantastic Valentine's that they had where they received everything that they always wanted from the man that they love, from the person that they love. Second type of calls is where they got a Valentine's Day wish, but it wasn't everything that they wanted, just the wish. Greetings. And the third type is where nothing happened. They had no contact from the person that they love. These three situations and dealing with all three situations. First one, of course, people are happy, static. The second one, you're kind of appreciative that they got something, a wish, a greeting, a card, but not everything that they wanted. And the third situation where no wishes were forthcoming. Of course, every situation is different, and it could just be that someone was busy, really, really busy taking care of so many things that were happening and just couldn't reach out. Not a good situation, but still, there are many reasons why people don't reach out on Valentine's Day to wish someone that they love a happy Valentine's. If you fall in any one of these three categories and you recognize it, then just understand that there are reasons why people don't reach out, and everything is fine. Everything is really, really fine. I hope you had a wonderful Valentine's Day, and wishing you many, many more. Talking of joyful manifestation, is everything working out to your satisfaction? Are things going your way? Do you feel as if ultimately you do get what you want? Ultimately, you do get what you want. Sometimes it's soon and sometimes it's later, but you recognize that you are getting everything that you want, everything that you've always wanted, and things are happening in a way that you can enjoy life. Having visions and having goals, having dreams, whatever it is that you want, that's what keeps life going. Desire is the seed for life to happen. Desire is the seed for life to happen. And desire keeps people motivated and going forward in life. Joyful manifestation is based on desire and enthusiasm, because without that desire and without that enthusiasm, life gets boring, really, really, really boring. I was in California this last week. I spent a week in Los Angeles. I had a lot of fun, went to Disneyland, I went to Universal Studios, amazing amount of fun, did everything that I wanted in Universal Studios and Disneyland. Disney is where dreams come true, where you can actually see fairy tale life happening all around you. I happened to see the trolls, I happened to see Goofy, I happened to see Mickey Mouse. I hope you like these characters. I went to Universal Studios. I did walk through the new Harry Potter village. They built it recently. I haven't been there after it's been built. I went there when it was under construction. It's really nice. The whole village, you have people dressed up as Harry Potter characters. You have the Hogwarts School of Magic. You have the car Harry Potter and his friend Ron Weasley land into the tree. I don't know if you've watched Harry Potter, but there is one episode where holidays are over, they have to get to school, and the train for Hogwarts has left with the other students. So Ron and Harry Potter get into the Weasley car, which is a flying car, and they get into the car, somehow make it into Hogwarts, but they land the car into the Whomping Willow, which beats the car up. They get into trouble for it, of course. But they've got a car over there. I don't know if it's the exact same car, but they do have a car there which is supposed to represent the same car. Seeing everything working out really well for you, having joy for life, having enthusiasm for life, having the desire to enjoy all that life has to offer, all the glitz, all the glamour, all the bling bling, everything. Disneyland is about that. It's got all of these collection of characters that Disney has brought to life over many, many years, and enjoying all of that, the fun, the romance, the magic, enjoying it all and feeling good that you're able to visit these places and have a really good time. Seeing all your plans fall into place systematically, one by one. It all makes sense. Everything makes sense because if you're not having fun, what else is there to do? Having fun and being joyful puts you into the place where magic can happen. Magic does happen in certain energies where joy exists. When these energies are awakened, they bring more magical times and more sparkles. I was watching this movie where the character in the movie, the hero, thinks that he is really unlucky. According to him, in his life, everything he touches does not turn into gold. It turns into the opposite, actually. Everything goes bad for him. He loses all his girlfriends, he loses his money, he loses this, he loses that. Says he is Mr. Misfortune walking around. And in this movie, what happens is there is this casino and everyone is winning on a particular day. So all the guests at the casino are winning. They're making so much money. And obviously, when everybody's winning in the casino, well, almost everybody, the casino is losing a lot of money. Guess what the casino does? It calls this person. They call him the cooler. COOLER. They call this person, the cooler, to come to the casino and walk around and sit at tables. Just kind of walk around, stand behind groups that are playing, and sit at tables for a minute, for a few seconds. The reason being that the cooler is supposed to be so unfortunate. He would bring misfortune to all the guests who are gambling in the casino. And who is Mr. Cooler? Our hero, of course, the hero of the movie, who is Mr. Misfortune himself. Mr. Misfortune Cooler is called in. He walks around with a sad demeanor, a sad face, and sits at this table, walks around that table, goes around the people over there, people playing who are making a lot of money. Whoa, everybody starts to lose. Everyone starts to lose. And the casino stops losing money that day and starts to make profits again. This is his job. He is so misfortunate that can't get a job anywhere else. He gets kicked out, the company fails, something or the other happens, correct? Something bad. The only job that he can do well is the job of being called to places to bring misfortune to people. I know I'm laughing about it, but it's really funny the way the movie starts. And that's what happens. Mr. Cooler, Mr. Misfortune, he's the hero of the movie. Then spends time trying to find out how to be lucky again. This is the opposite of joyful manifestation, where if you're in joyful energy, then you're supposed to be bringing good luck to everybody and everything around you. Wherever you walk, fortune flows. Good things happen. Great things happen. And this is what joyful manifestation is about. It's the opposite of what this man, the cooler, was supposed to do for the people in the casinos to make them lose because his aura, his energy is containing a lot of negative energy that spreads around and brings misfortune. Of course, this is a story, it's a fictional story, but within the context of the story, you can then see the value of joyfully manifesting where everything goes well for you. where everything falls into alignment, where good things happen, great things happen. People are happy and amazing, amazing fortune comes upon you. That's joyful manifestation. We're stepping into money manifestation now. Work and career. We will be listening to some music. We're coming back. Hold on tight. Hi, this is Sugandhi Ayu for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into money manifestation now. Work and career. How is your money manifestation going? Have you ever thought if you have taken any poverty vow? You know, quite a few people have taken poverty vows. I'm going to spell it just in case. POVERTY, poverty, wow, VOWS. It could be in this particular life. It could be from a past life. It's a vow where you kind of swear off money, push money aside, because you think, or fictitious Jane thinks, that money is bad. A lot of people have done that. Knowingly, unknowingly, directly, indirectly. Holding hands with people and causes and things and places that thinks that money is bad. If you have any poverty vow going on, it's time to release it now. If at all, you're interested in the big buck. Poverty vows can also be taken by engaging with people, places, and things that divert your attention from making money. Making money is an art. It's a skill. And you have to devote yourself to making money, the cause of making money for yourself, the cause of making yourself rich, purpose of making yourself rich, the goal of making yourself rich. That comes by creating a career, a pathway for money to come in. Money has to have an opening. That's when it can come in. And you have to plug all the leads through which money can disappear out of your life. Holes that need to be covered up. Wastage of money. I spent a lot of money when I went to Los Angeles. So a lot of money has left my hands in the last 1 week. However, that's not a waste because I see what I want from it. And even if it is just having pure fun, saving yourself time, whatever it is not a waste of money. A waste of money is where you get nothing in return for your money and it's just going. For example, spending money in Disneyland, in Universal Studios, in great hotels, in nice hotels, really nice hotels, is not a waste. But a lot of people could lose money through legal processes that suddenly fall upon them. Something breaking, something that stops working. And these things can happen when there is negative energy going on. Negative energy against money. It's not a planned purchase. It's not fun. It's not entertainment. You entertain yourself because you want to entertain yourself. But a lot of people have things going on that just drains their money and doesn't add anything. Oh, fictitious Jane's phone just broke. It just stopped working. Some furniture break. Something happens to fictitious Jane, of course, not to anybody else. And things like that, which causes a drain of money, loss of money. Nothing received in return. Not even entertainment. And trust me, spending money on entertainment is not bad. It's great, actually. It's fantastic fun. It brings you up into joyful manifestation energy. So plugging the holes that money can go through, the leap, and creating openings through which money can come in. Widening that opening through which money can come in. Creating more openings for money to come in. Plugging the leap through which money gets lost needlessly. If I buy good cars, good clothes, whatever it is, it's not a loss of money. It's something gained. Keeping things in perspective, of course. But having this go down and that go down and this happening and that happening and this loss and that loss and this sudden expenditure and that sudden expenditure and unplanned losses and unplanned this and unplanned that. That's a loss of money. When fictitious Jane has a poverty vow going on, a lot of leaks of this kind can happen that can just take money out of somebody's hand and not bring enough in. Releasing these poverty vows can bring in more money and reduce loss of money. What energy are you in? Can you take a look around and see? Is it good energy that encourages you to make more money, that encourages you to go on a path that opens your world up for you? That is joyfully manifesting money. And releasing poverty vows that keeps a person in the same situation again and again, looking at the same patterns, the same energy, and having a problem spending money on things that you might enjoy. When you're lucky with money, money flows to you, just lucky. Things come automatically to you. You don't have to struggle. You can work hard. Working hard is fine. But chances come automatically. Opportunities come automatically. To a person who is lucky, generally lucky, and Where money is concerned, lucky with money. If there is a job in the market and there are 20 people being interviewed for the job who are suitable candidates, when there is luck, good luck in money, the job automatically comes to the person who has good fortune with money. A little up, a little down, where resumes are concerned, slightly up and slightly down, but somewhat comparative in qualifications and experience. Person with good fortune with money is going to get the job and other opportunities that come up. One is basic qualification, so having the qualification, and two is having the luck. And sometimes good luck can make up for other shortcomings also. Having the confidence that everything flows your way, that you get all the contracts, that you get all the deals, you get all the good offers. And the offers keep increasing in value, keep increasing. The number of offers also increases. Knowing that when you go shopping, you could be spending 10 times more what somebody else would spend just because the limits in your mind are far less than the limits in someone else's mind where shopping is concerned. Having luck with money is having good fortune with the goddess of fortune, with the goddess of money, with the goddess of resources, goddess of wealth. When she's on your side, when you are the goddess of wealth, yourself, you have extremely good fortune. The name that my grandparents gave me, so my parents gave me the name Sugandhi. My grandparents gave me the name Lakshmi, and she is the goddess of wealth. And a lot of people do a lot of Lakshmi, goddess Lakshmi prayers to attract money. And this is my other name, though my official name is Sugandhi. So Gandhi basically means fragrance. So you have a lot of incenses in India that's called Sugandh or Sugandhi, anything that has fragrance and spreads fragrance. Being in tune with this energy that you're giving out, it's your inner goddess, it's your inner god, it's who you really are, your soul print. What is your soul print? There is a soul print where you represent something, your being represents something. You could represent fragrance, you could represent wealth, you could represent something, and your being gives out that fragrance and continues to spread it around. For example, a rose is a rose, correct? And it gives the fragrance of a rose. And you have different fruits, like an apple. You're supposed to eat an apple a day. It keeps the doctor away. It's supposed to. And so the apple represents nourishment. And every being, every fruit, every flower represents something. And that is what it is busy giving out to the world. Whatever you represent, go back to yourself and see what you represent and what it is that you're giving out to the world. Not be involved in petty poverty consciousness. I call it petty because it's just being petty with money, or it's being petty and being in poverty consciousness and taking on poverty vows and not liking money. Whereas your being, you have to find out what your being represents. And if you're living the purpose of your being, because this is a money manifestation show, we're talking what you're supposed to spread in the world. For example, somebody who's into finance and who's good at stocks and shares might be really good at making money for people, for himself and for people. And he represents that. And he's doing a big job. That's his purpose over there. Bringing abundance to people, well, there's nothing wrong with that. And there's everything right with that. And bringing abundance consciousness in the mind so that you just don't feel poor. Patricia Jane does not feel poor when she goes places and she has enough money in her bank and in her hand, in her wallet, to spend as she would like to spend. This week, the next week, try to find out if you have any poverty vows. We can talk more about this in another show. In the meantime, we will be stepping into soulmate manifestation, love and sex. We will be talking about our favorite subject, love. Listen to some music and we're coming back soon.
$100 bills and it kills and it thrills like the horns on my Silverado grill. And I buy the bar a double round of Crown and everybody's getting down in this town. Ain't never gonna be the same. 'Cause I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old Studley Roy. Blinging while the girls are drinking. Long necks down, and I wouldn't trade old Leroy or my Chevrolet for your Escalade or your Freak Parade. I'm the only John Wayne left in this town. And I saddle up my horse and I ride into the city. I make a lot of noise 'cause the girls they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy. And the girls say, save a horse. Thoroughbred, that's what she said in the back of my truck bed as I was getting buzzed on suds out on some backcountry road. We were flying high, fine as wine, having ourselves a big and rich time, and I was going just about as far as she'd let me go. But her evaluation of my cowboy reputation had me begging for salvation all night long. So I took her out gigging frogs, introduced her to my old bird dog, and sang her every Willie Nelson song I can think of, and we made love. And I saddle up my horse, and I ride him through the city. I make a lot of noise, 'cause the girls, they are so pretty. Riding up and down Broadway on my old stud Leroy, and the girls say, save a horse, ride a cowboy. Everybody says,
hi, this is Sugandhi Iyer for the Joyful Manifestation Show. Welcome back. We're into soulmate manifestation now. Love and sex. You are listening to Save a Horse, Ride a Cowboy. Pretty good idea, right? Basically, you get to ride the cowboy and the horse gets saved. Okay, we're into soulmate manifestation and we're talking today about Pretty Woman, the movie. I just watched it yesterday. It's so good. Watching it makes you feel so good. You see Richard Gere falling for Julia Roberts. Richard Gere is handsome. It's not that he has perfect features. He does not actually have perfect features, but he's still handsome. And Julia Roberts looked vivacious. I think I could use the word vivacious. Richard Gere's name is Edward Lewis in this movie, and Julia Roberts is Vivian Ward. W-A-R-D. I'm just going to talk about some of the important parts. Beginning of the movie, Richard Gere is driving a stick shift, I think for the first time. He is driving around when he sees Julia Roberts and asks her for directions. She takes money to give him directions, gets into the car, because her purpose is to land a customer. She charges $1 an hour. Remember, this is those days when $1 an hour still considered good. So she sells sex for a living. She goes all the way. Richard Gere ends up hiring her for the night. They have a good time. They do have sex. But before that, he insists that they talk for some time, so they kind of get to know each other, finds her to be interesting. He walks in on her, hiding something behind her back. He thinks it's drugs. Pulls her hand out, turns out to be floss, dental floss. And he thinks, oh, okay, here's somebody who, in spite of her career, is not BAD bad. I think he starts to fall for her then when he sees the other side of Julia Roberts. They have sex. According to Julia Roberts, Vivian in this movie, she does not kiss on the mouth. Neither does Richard Gere. They can have sex, but they can't kiss on the mouth. Something to do with intimacy, supposed to be intimate. Well, ultimately, she does kiss him on the mouth, and so does he kiss her on the mouth. They go past this block that they have, or this rule of intimacy, and they do kiss each other on the mouth. It's supposed to be a big thing. He decides to hire her for a week. Now, this is interesting. He decides to pay her, or they decide between each other, $3,000 for 6 days of companionship, which includes sex, of course. Julia Roberts tells him that I'm going to treat you so good, you're never going to let me go. Richard Gere tells her, $3,000 and 6 days. That's it. I'm going to let you go. Julia Roberts does not get disappointed at this. This is where soulmate manifestation comes in. She doesn't get disappointed that, oh, he's going to let me go in 6 days and he's drawing the line. What she thinks to herself is, but I'm here now, taking advantage of the situation, knowing that she is here now in his life and she can make a difference in the 6 days that she has been given. He sends her out to buy clothes, gives her money, she goes shopping. However, in her street clothes, the micro mini and all that, the people at the boutique that she goes to, the sales girls treat her badly. And in spite of telling them that she has money, they send her out because they don't like her look. She does get her good clothes, of course. Richard Gere finds out about it. And before that, the hotel manager finds out about it. And he arranges for a friend, I think, to help her get a great cocktail dress, and she looks gorgeous in that dress. But after Richard Gere finds out that she was treated badly, he makes sure that she is pampered. Here's a scene from the movie. It's really interesting, it's really nice, and it's fun.
Now, if you have any trouble using this card, have them call the hotel, all right?
More shopping.
Surprised you didn't buy more than one dress yesterday.
It wasn't as much fun as I thought it was gonna be.
Why not?
They were mean to me.
Mean to you?
People are looking at me.
They're not looking at you, they're looking at me.
The stores are not nice to people, I don't like it.
Stores are never nice to people, they're nice to credit cards. Okay, stop fidgeting. Get rid of your gum. I don't believe you did that.
Yes, I am Mr. Hollister, the manager. May I help you?
Edward Lewis.
Ah, yes, sir.
You see this young lady over there?
Yes.
Do you have anything in this shop as beautiful as she is?
Oh, yes. Oh, no. No, no, no. I'm saying we have many things as beautiful as she would want them to be. That's the point I was getting at. And I think we can all agree with that. That's why we're here. Maybe,
you know what we're going to
do
need
from
here?
The first.
We're going to need a few more people helping us out. I'll tell you why. We're going to be spending an obscene amount of money in here. So we're going to need a lot more help sucking up to us because that's what we really like.
Oh,
you understand that?
Sir, if I may say so, you're in the right store and the right city, for that matter. Anything you see here, we can do, by the way. Get ready to have some fun, okay?
Okay.
Mary Pat, Mary Kate, Mary Frances, Tova, let's see it. Come on, bring it up.
Oh, absolutely divine.
Wait, could you, excuse me, sir. Exactly how obscene an amount of money were you talking about? Just profane or really offensive?
Really offensive.
I like him so much.
How's it going so far?
Pretty well, I think.
I think we need some major sucking up.
Very well, sir. You're not only handsome, but a powerful man. I could see the second you walked in here, you were someone to reckon with.
Hollister.
Yes, sir. Not me. Her. I'm sorry, sir. I'm sorry.
How are we doing, ladies?
Oh, Edward, Edward, where the hell are you? The word's all over the streets.
Raise your offer, pal.
He's cancer. He's a tough old bird.
He knows the name, contracts are
stalled.
Where's he gonna get the money?
I don't know. I think he's throwing in with the employees.
He still needs someone to underwrite the paper.
Find out who it is. I'll be in the office in an hour.
Yeah, okay, you got it.
You're on your own. I have to go back to work. You look great.
She has my card.
And we'll help her use it, sir.
Pretty woman, walking down the street. Pretty woman, the kind I like to meet. Pretty woman.
He really wants to do this.
He would go crazy about this tie. Really.
Who ordered pizza?
Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, stop a while. Pretty woman, give your smile to me. Pretty woman, yeah, yeah, yeah. Pretty woman, look my way. Pretty woman, say you'll stay.
I'm sorry. I was in here yesterday. You wouldn't wait on me? Oh. You work on commission, right? Yes. Big mistake. Big. Huge. I have to go shopping now.
Richard Gere finds out that, you know what, I really like her. He likes her as a person. Of course, she's gorgeous in the movie, but he still likes her as a person. Liking somebody as a person is very important. They both get along really well. He takes her to the racetracks. That's where things start to go a little wrong. And you have Richard Gere's lawyer treat her like a prostitute. Richard Gere had to reveal to his lawyer who she is because the lawyer thought that she was a spy for another company. So he had to reveal it to him. But then this lawyer goes and makes Julia Roberts feel really bad. Vivian, he makes her feel really bad and says, you know what, anytime you want to hang out with me, we can do things, and maybe we can sleep with each other. Fast forward, Julia Roberts is offended. Richard Gere says, hey, but you are a whore. Listen to this scene, it's interesting.
You all right? Fine. That's good. Seven fines since we left the match. Could I have another word, please?
Asshole. There's a word.
Maybe I like fine better.
You know what? Just tell me one thing. Why did you make me get all dressed up?
Well, for one thing, the clothing was appropriate.
No. What I mean is, If you were going to tell everybody I'm a hooker, why didn't you just let me wear my own clothes, okay? I mean, in my own clothes, when someone like that guy Stucky comes up to me, I can handle it. I'm prepared.
I'm very sorry. I'm not happy with Stucky at all for saying that or doing that. But he is my attorney. I've known him for 10 years. He thought she was some kind of an industrial spy. The guy's paranoid.
What, are you my pimp now? You know, you think you can just pass me around to your friends? I'm not some little toy.
No, you're not my toy. I know you're not my toy. Vivian, I'm speaking to you. Come back here. I hate to point out the obvious, but you are, in fact, a hooker. And you are my employee.
You don't own me. I decide, okay? I say who, I say when, I say who.
I refuse to spend the next 3 days fighting with you. I said I was sorry. I meant it. That's the end of it.
I'm sorry I ever met you. I'm sorry I ever got into your stupid car.
As if you had so many more appealing options.
I've never had anyone make me feel as cheap as you did today.
Somehow I find that very hard to believe. Where are you going?
I want my money. I want to get out of here.
I'm sorry. I wasn't prepared to answer questions about us. It was stupid and cruel. I didn't mean it. I don't want you to go.
You can see that Julia Roberts' feelings were really hurt. He gives her money because she said she needs to go. Emotions are taking over now because she's fallen for Richard Gere, fallen for Edward. He throws the money on the bed. She looks at the money and walks away. She doesn't pick it up. He sees that she left the money behind. See, this is the statement that's being made by Julia Roberts. Basically saying, I may be what I am, but my feelings are not for sale. So she leaves the money and she walks away. And Richard Gere understands even more so that she is much more than what she portrays herself to be by virtue of a career. He goes and he apologizes to her. All becomes well. And she says, you hurt me. Don't ever do that again. Fast forward, Julia Roberts is really in love with him. They go for a nice date. He flies her in an aeroplane. I think it's a private jet. He takes her out for a date to an opera. And he finds out that she really gets the story. It means that she's genuinely a high consciousness person, even if her career doesn't show that she is. But according to him, if she could get that opera story and if it made her feel the soul, if it feels, according to him, it means something. It means she has great taste. And he finds out that she does have great taste. We are going beyond all of this, quote unquote, whatever it is that she's portraying through her career of her being a prostitute. And Richard Gere falls for her, but however, he says, I want to set you up in an apartment and I want to pay you so that you don't have to live this life that you're living where you're selling yourself for money. She, at that point, says, you know, it's already gone way too far. I need more. I need the whole fairy tale. Richard Gere says, I understand that. I understand you. But this is where I am now. I like the clear communication in this movie. Julia Roberts tells him where she is, and he tells her where he is. And so they have this mature understanding between each other. They understand that things are the way they are. And I love that Richard Gere tells her, this is where I am now. Though I understand how you feel and where you are. And my offer of setting you up so that you don't have to live the life that you're living is obviously not enough for you. Because she wants the whole nine yards by now. The whole fairy tale. She thinks she deserves it. not from a place of, you know, proprietorship, but from knowing who she is and feeling that she really loves this man and she wants to be with him forever, and she can be a really good wife, a really good partner to this man. She does bring out aspects of this man that he finds out he had put a lid on and he had forgotten in his search, quote unquote, for money, who he truly is. He had forgotten that he likes to build things. As a child, he would build things with these building blocks. He had, in fact, because of some situation in his life, set forth in his life to buy big companies that were sinking, break them up into pieces and sell them for profit. So the profits that he got from selling these individuals would be more than what he paid for the whole company. But because of her company, he realizes that, wow, I left behind my dream. I love to build things. I want to build things. He turns that around and takes a company that he was going to buy and break down into pieces and sell. He makes a partnership or a deal with the owner. The owner was in a desperate situation. So he makes a deal with the owner because he likes the owner as a person. And previously, he wouldn't let his personal feelings get affected or come in the way of his work. But this time, he said, you know what? He learns a little bit of the humanity side from Julia Roberts. He enters into a deal where he decides to build ships, big ships, with this person. So now he's starting to build things up rather than break them up. His lawyer, of course, gets offended because his lawyer's been making tons of money because of Richard Gere's type of business. And he goes, and he does go to Julia Roberts, Vivian, at the hotel suite where she was staying with Richard Gere and tries to force himself on her sexually. Richard Gere happens to walk in at that moment and beats him up. Well, at least punches him and throws him out. He sees that she's packed to go. She says she needs to go. She can't stay, not even a day more. She needs to go because her feelings have come in the way. And she knows she's in love with Richard Gere. He tries to make her stay for at least a day, but she leaves. She turns down his offer because she doesn't want to be a kept woman. Goes back to her apartment, decides to study further her education. Fast forward, Richard Gere realizes he can't live without her. He buys flowers, tells the driver to drop him off, and he goes, conquers his fears, climbs up this ladder. He's scared of heights. And they both have a beautiful ending scene in the movie. They're in love with each other, and it's out there. Pretty Woman. It is a typical fairy tale movie. It's a Cinderella story, correct? Poor girl becomes rich story. However, it's how everybody conducts themselves in the movie and come to the conclusion that we're in love with each other and we want to be together. We want to give this a chance. And no matter what our backgrounds are and no matter who we are, we can make it happen. It is a movie that shows you soulmate manifestation as possible. And I love, 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 and I'm going to say it again, I love the fact that she took the 6 days to show him who she really is. When Richard Gere is driving his stick shift in the beginning of the movie, and he just doesn't know how to do it, he's used to automatic transmission. I was thinking, this is when I grew up, I learned on a stick shift, so I can drive any car with a stick shift and do well because I drove years on it. It took me back to the fact that, oh, I know how to drive a stick shift. I can drive through any traffic. This movie shows you that you can't give up on a dream. You have to hold on to what you really want. If you want somebody, hold on to that thought. Now, whether you have to follow the exact steps that Julia Roberts followed or not, I wouldn't advise everything that she did in the movie. However, it's the belief in yourself that you can get who you want. You're not this person who can't dream and who can't rise up and do what you're supposed to do. It's not about feeling that sense of it's impossible for me to do this. Julia Roberts does it with a smile, and she does it with style. She lands Richard Gere, the rich bad boy. If you can watch Pretty Woman again, do watch it. It's amazing. If you would like to read more, you can buy my book, Joyful Manifestation. It's available on Amazon.com and other retailers. If you'd like to have private coaching and manifest the dream that you've always wanted to manifest, whether it's money or whether it's soulmates, do contact me. All my contact information is on my website, joyfulmanifestation.com and soulmatemanifestation.com. This is Sugandhi Iyer. We're at the end of the show. We'll be meeting again in 2 weeks, 6 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Until then, signing off. Have a wonderful rest of the day. Thank you. Joyful Manifestation is being broadcast live on iHeart, iTunes, and many, many other stations.